I never knew the old Vienna before the war, with its Strauss music, its glamour and easy charm. Constantinople suited me better. I really got to know it in the classic period of the black market. They'd run anything if people wanted it enough and had the money to pay. Of course, a situation like that does tend to amateurs. But you know, they can't stay the course like a professional. Now the city is divided into four zones, each occupied by a power. The Americans, the British, the Russians, and the French. But the center of the city, that's international, policed by an international patrol. One member from each of the four powers. What a hope they had. All strangers to the place, and none of them could speak the same language except for a sort of smattering of German. Good fellas on the whole, even if it doesn't look any worse than a lot of other European cities bombed about a bit. But wait, I was going to tell you about Holly Martins from America. He came all the way here to visit a friend of his. His name was Lime, Harry Lime. Now, Martins was broke, and Lime had offered him, I don't know, some sort of job. Anyway, there he was, poor chap. Happy as a lark, and without a cent.
What is the purpose of your visit, Mr. Martin?
I've been offered a job by a friend of mine.
Where are you staying?
With him, Stiftgasse 15.
His name?
Lime, Harry Lime. Thought he'd be here to meet me.
Right, Mr. Martin.
Has anyone left a message for me? Martins, Holly Martins?
Nein, mein Herr.
You're sure? I'm expecting a friend. His name's Lime. He said he'd be here.
Tut mir leid.
Ankunft bei American Airlines, Nummer 17 aus Frankfurt.
15 Stiftgasse. 15 Stiftgasse.
Stiftgasse 15.
Yeah, I'm looking for Mr. Harry Lime.
Jetzt ist heute kein Sinn so zu leiten, es ist niemand da.
Speak English.
Yes, I know. You have just missed them.
Who?
His friends and the coffin.
Coffin?
Mr. Limes. Didn't you know? An accident. Run over by a car. Saw it myself on his own doorstep. Bang, bowed down like a rabbit, killed at once. They'll have a difficult time burying him in this frost.
A fellow called Lime.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Got a car here. Would you like a lift?
Well, thanks.
My name's Calloway.
Martins.
You a friend of Lime? Been here long? I haven't seen you around. You've had a bit of a shock, haven't you? You need a drink.
Could you buy me one? I haven't got any Austrian money.
Of course.
Yeah, I guess there's nobody knew Harry like he did. Like I did.
How long ago?
First term at school. Never felt so damn lonely in my life. Then Harry showed up. Showed me the ropes.
When did you see him last?
September 39, when the business started.
You see much of him before that?
Oh, once in a while, once a month or so. We'd get pie-eyed for the good of our health.
So what are you going to do here?
Oh, you know, this medical thing. This Unity ran.
No, not exactly, no.
There's some sort of charity organization which helped to get medical supplies. That was him, you know. He asked me to write some propaganda for him. I guess he knew I was broke. He even sent me an airplane ticket. Seems like yesterday. That school corridor and the cracked bell, all those British kids kidding me about my accent.
And Lime?
Oh, he and I got up to a lot of things. I was always the one who got caught.
That was convenient for Lime.
Hey, what are you getting at?
Well, wasn't it?
That was my fault. He was the best friend I ever had.
Sounds like a cheap novelette.
I write cheap novelettes.
Never heard of you. What's your name again?
Holly Martins.
Nope, sorry.
You know, I don't write masterpieces. I don't like masterpieces. You ever heard of The Lone Rider of Santa Fe?
Nope.
Death at Double X Ranch?
Nope.
Well, nobody reads westerns nowadays. Harry liked them, though. It's a damn shame.
What?
Him dying like that.
The best thing that ever happened to him.
You mean being killed quick?
He was lucky in that way, too.
Hey, what are you trying to say?
It'd have served a long spell if it hadn't been for that accident.
Yeah, what for?
Harry Lime was about the worst racketeer who ever made a dirty living in this city. Have another drink.
You some sort of a policeman.
Have another drink.
I don't like policemen. I prefer to call them sheriffs.
Ever see one?
You're the first. I guess there was some petty racket going on with gasoline. You couldn't pin it on anyone, so you picked a dead man. Just like a cop. You're a real cop, I suppose.
Yeah, but it wasn't petrol.
So it wasn't petrol. So it was tires. Saccharin. Why don't you catch a few murderers for a change?
Well, you could say that murder was part of his racket.
Why, you...
Hold on. Gently now. Easy, old son. I've got you.
All right, now don't treat him roughly. It's all right, Sergeant Payne. He's only a scribbler with too much drink in him. Take Mr. Holly Martins home. Mr. Martins, this is Sergeant Payne.
Holly Martins, sir? The writer? The Lone Rider of Santa Fe?
Listen, Callahan, or whatever your
Callaway.
Name is. Callaway, all right. There's one dead man you're not going to pin your unsolved crimes on.
Oh, you're going to find me the real criminal, are you? Sounds like one of your stories.
You can let me go, Callahan. If I gave you a black eye, you'd only go to bed for a few days.
This is Army money. It should see you through tonight at Zaha's Hotel if you don't spend too much of it in the bar. We'll keep a seat for you on tomorrow's plane.
You can't throw me out. My papers are in order.
This is like other cities. You need money here. Let him go.
I'd thank you for the drinks, but I guess they were on expenses.
Yes. Take him to Zaka's. Don't hit him again if he behaves. You go carefully there, Martins. It's a military hotel.
I'm so glad to have met you, sir. I know all your books. I've read them all. I like a good Western. What I like about them, sir, pick them up and put them down any time.
Hello, Krabbits. How's the culture going?
Oh, Brigadier, it's an uphill climb, sir.
Heard you're going to be back in uniform next week.
Yes.
I didn't like last week's striptease.
It wasn't striptease, Brigadier. It was Hindu dancing.
Well, it looked like striptease to me.
Oh, perhaps they should have used a larger loincloth.
Major Calloway says this gentleman is to have a bed for the night.
Yeah, natürlich, Mario. Ihren Pass, bitte, Herr Martins.
Oh, Mr. Krabbit.
Yes, Payne.
This is Holly Martin, sir, the writer. Thought you'd be interested.
Did you say writer, Payne?
Of books, sir. Yes, Western, sir. He's very good, sir. I've read all his books. I did enjoy the striptease last week, sir.
Thank you, Sergeant.
Good night, sir. I hope you'll be comfortable.
Mr. Martins, is it? Welcome to Vienna. My name's Krabbit, Captain Krabbit. I run the CRS of GHQ, you know.
You do?
Yes, yes. Cultural re-education section. Propaganda. Very important in a place like this. We do a little show each week. Last week we had Hamlet. Week before we had Hindu dancing. Well, directly I heard you were here, I thought, there's the man for us. We are having a little discussion at our institute the day after tomorrow on the, the usual literary subjects. Sort of lecture, you know. We thought you might like to speak.
They wouldn't know me.
Oh, nonsense. Your books are very popular here.
Say, how long can you stay on a couple of pounds of this funny money?
Oh, we'd like you to be our guest, sir. Glad to have you here.
Did you say guest?
Oh, yes, as long as you'd like to stay. Do say yes. It's really great fun.
Okay.
Oh, you've got a toothache, sir? I know a very good dentist.
I don't need a dentist. Somebody hit me, that's all.
Trying to rob you?
No, just a soldier.
American?
British. I was trying to punch his major in the eye.
Really? Yeah. A major?
Heard of Harry Lime? I came here to stay with him, and he died last Thursday.
Then. Oh, goodness, that's awkward.
Is that what you people say after a death? Goodness, that's awkward?
Oh, Mr. Martins, excuse me, Baron von Kurtz.
Baron von Kurtz? It's a mistake.
The Baron is very precise.
Thank you. Yes.
I was a friend of Harry Lime.
I would much like to meet you, Baron. Come around.
Austrians aren't allowed in Zachas. May we meet at the Mozart Cafe, just around the corner?
How will I know you?
I'll carry a copy of one of your books. Harry gave it to me.
I'll be there in a moment. Say, if I do this lecture business, I can be your guest for a week, can I?
Certainly, you're just the man we need.
Fine, it's a deal. Hey, ever read a book of mine called The Lone Rider of Santa Fe?
No, not that one.
It's a story about a rider who hunted down a sheriff who was victimizing his best friend.
Oh, sounds exciting.
It is. I'm gunning just the same way for your Major Calloway.
Oh, sounds anti-British, old boy. Just like my Hindu dances.
Baron Kurtz.
Martins, delighted to meet you. Let us sit here. This is my usual seat. I come here, you know, out of the cold, yeah?
Zur Kaffee, kommt sofort hierher.
Ah, so, the Lone Rider of Santa Fe, eh? It is wonderful how you keep the tension.
Tension?
Suspense, eh? At the end of every chapter, you're left guessing what he will be up to next, eh?
You really liked it.
Oh, the best I've read of yours.
So, da sind Sie schon, die Kaffee, wohl bekommst, bitte.
A saccharin tablet?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, there's only one left.
Oh, dear, yeah. I knew that I was short, but I don't take sweetening myself. I carry them for my friends.
So, you were a friend of Harry's?
Yeah, I think he's best. Except you, of course.
The police have a crazy notion he was mixed up in some racket.
Everyone in Vienna is. We all sell cigarettes and that kind of thing, yeah? Why, I have done things that would have seemed unthinkable before the war. Once, when I was hard up, I sold some tires on the black market. I wonder what my father would have said.
The police meant something worse. Made Harry out to be every kind of crook.
Oh, no, they get rather absurd ideas sometimes.
Well, they can't monkey around with Harry, even if he's dead.
He's somewhere now. He won't mind about that.
Well, anyway, I'm not going to leave it at this. Will you help me?
Oh, I wish I could. Yeah, you know I am Austrian. I have to be careful with the police. No, I can't help you, except with advice, of course, advice.
I'm bad at taking that.
One begins to forget what real Vienna coffee tasted like.
Well, anyway, show me how it happened.
So, you see, you might be Harry. We came out like this, and we were walking this way. An American friend of his, Tyler, called him from over there. Harry went across, and from up there came the truck. It was Harry's fault, really, not the driver's. It was just about here. Look out! Oh, these military cars aren't safe.
It was here.
Yes. Tyler and I carried him across to the doorway over there. And this is where he died. Even at the end, his thoughts were of you.
What did he say?
I can't remember the exact words, Holly. Oh, I may call you Holly, mayn't I? He always called you that to us. He was anxious that I should look after you when you arrived to see that you got safely home. Tickets, you know, and all that.
The porter told me he died instantaneously.
No, but he died before the ambulance could reach us.
There was an inquest?
Of course. The driver was exonerated. It really was Harry's fault.
So you were here, and this man, Tyler. I'd like to talk to him.
He's left Vienna.
Excuse me a moment. Sir, you remember me? I was here the day of Mr. Lime's funeral.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you some questions about him. Who used to visit Mr. Lime?
What's he say?
Who was at the funeral besides you?
Only his doctor, Dr. Winkel.
No, the girl. I saw a girl. She threw earth on the coffin.
Oh, you know what Harry was? Some girl from the Josefstadt Theater. You oughtn't to speak to her. It would only cause her pain.
We don't have to think about her. We got to think about Harry.
What's the good of another post-mortem? Suppose you dig up something, well, discreditable to Harry.
Could I have your address?
I live in the Russian sector, but you'll find me at the Casanova Club every night. One has to work the best way one can, you know. Poor mother, I keep it from her.
What was the girl's name?
I don't know. I don't think I ever heard.
Get about the theater she works at.
The Josefstadt. I still think it won't do Harry any good. You'd better to think of yourself.
I'll be all right.
I'm glad to have met you, Holly.